We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. An 11-year-old girl is dead after being struck by a stray bullet in the Bronx. The shots fired by a man riding on the back of a scooter. Our Glenn Chuck has spoken with an EMT who tried to save the sixth grader's life.
18 months into her job as an EMT, Paulette Soto, a young mom herself, attended to and then rushed 11-year-old Kehara Tay to Lincoln Hospital, coming back with grief and candle in her hand the next morning. She wants to be with the community she grew up in and mourn together.
To the parents, I'm sorry. The deepest, you know, from the bottom of my heart, all the love that I, you know, can share to them. It hurts just driving down the same exact path that I took yesterday to the hospital. I was a bit anxious. This is the job that I signed up for.
A sign in a nearby florist reads, "God help us." Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. The shooting scene here in the Bronx.
A 22-year-old who was shot in the head while walking near Yankee Stadium has died of his injuries. Police say somebody fired at least two shots at Malik Bright on Wednesday evening as he walked on East 164th Street and River Avenue. No arrests have been made. The NYPD Hate Crimes Unit is investigating after somebody fired a BB gun at a Jewish man and at a synagogue. Our Sam Liebman on the scene about that one.
The shattered glass in one window remains a day later after someone in a car shot a BB gun at the synagogue on Spencer Street, congregants on edge.
Everyone gets concerned when you hear such attacks. I mean, it's senseless and it makes no sense.
The NYPD says someone in that same late model black Ford SUV also shot an 18-year-old identifiably Jewish in the neck. Councilmember Lincoln Ressler says this area of Bed-Stuy has in recent years seen an influx of the Hasidic community and there are some growing pains.
We have to make sure that neighbors understand one another's customs and traditions and ways of life and that, you know, we continue to coexist because that's the Brooklyn way.
You can see surveillance video and a photo of the SUV at 1010winds.com. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Bed-Stuy.
Two longtime Manhattan Congress members will now be pitted against each other in a Democratic primary this summer. That is thanks to congressional redistricting. A draft of the new maps released yesterday show that Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney are now in the same district in the middle of Manhattan. The state's congressional primary expected August 23rd. The former chief investment officer for a series of funds has been indicted in a scheme to rip off investors. We are just minutes away from a news conference at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Lower Manhattan. Our Carol Dioria covering it for Newsline. Carol joining us live. Carol?
Well, what I can tell you, Bridget, at this point is that the alleged fraudster is a guy named Gregoire Tournant. He had been the chief investment officer for a whole series of funds at a company called Alliance Global Investors US. Now, the victims here were lots of everyday, hardworking people like New York City bus drivers and subway conductors, folks who worked for the Transit Authority. There were also lots of religious organizations and charities all across the country that lost a lot of money because of this, what he allegedly did, like more than $7 billion worth, that's billions with a B. All of those funds had to be shut down. These are described as private investment funds. And the suspect, Tournant, he's now been indicted on a bunch of charges, conspiracy, securities fraud, investment advisor fraud, and obstruction of justice. Now, there is a news conference that is supposed to start momentarily, and hopefully we'll have some more details about just exactly what went wrong. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds, live at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
All right, Carol, we thank you for that live preview there and keep it here on 1010 Winds for more details. Police right now are searching for the suspects who robbed at least four people at gunpoint on four separate days in Brooklyn. This happened between April 1st and Friday, April 22nd in Williamsburg. Each time the suspects got away with cash and cell phones. The city is now on high alert for the level of community spread of corona. The announcement made just a short time ago. The city's health commissioner is recommending high-quality masks be worn in all public indoor settings. Here on Newsline, we spoke with Dr. Jay Varmer, the former senior health advisor to Mayor de Blasio.
And it's a reminder to all New Yorkers out there that much as we would like this pandemic to be over, the virus keeps finding new ways to threaten us, and we're seeing a real increase in people getting sick, people going to the hospital. And it's just a reminder to all of us that we need to keep doubling down on our prevention measures.
Mayor Adams said last night he would not be reinstating any mask mandates. Meantime, the FDA has just moments ago approved the Pfizer booster shot for kids ages 5 to 11 years old. The agency says it can be given at least 5 months after the primary two doses.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.